Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Important. Weather's heating up. How to make sure your pets don't. I'm Gigi Barnett.
Student-made electric cars take to the racetrack at RFK Stadium. I'm Matt Koufax.
The Nats drop one to the Phillies while the O's are blanked by the Giants. It's now 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. is now warning China against any more threatening or risky behavior after sailing a warship too close to an American ship in Taiwan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
I voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways.
China's defense minister, Li Shangfu, also spoke through an interpreter.
Attempts to push the NATO-like alliances are a way of kidnapping countries and exaggerating conflicts and confrontations.
Beijing blamed Washington for the so-called miscommunication. Crews are still searching for possible survivors as they pull bodies from a train derailment in India. Ankara Shuklas with the BBC.
I'm here in one of the bigger hospitals closer to the train accident site where most of the injured and the initial casualties were sent here. Behind me are family members and people of relatives of those who are admitted here. There are still people who are looking for their relatives. They've still not been able to figure out where, if they have died, where the dead bodies have been kept, and if they are injured, some of them still don't know which hospital they are being treated.
Investigators say a signaling error may have caused this crash. If you wanna know. Loved ones held a funeral for 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina, where the owner of a gas station is accused of shooting the teen in the back. He thought the boy had stolen some water bottles. Hurricane season is officially underway. CBS's Peter King is in Florida.
Hurricane Ian was blamed for more than 150 deaths last year, most of them due to drowning. Forecasts for storm surge were accurate, but former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says,
we should be telling people you evacuate so you don't drown versus you evacuate from storm surge, because too many people think storm surge is like some version of a high tide.
But it's not. Storm surge is the wall of water you don't want to see coming at you. And when forecasters predict a 12-foot storm surge, it means that wall of water is 12 feet high.
NOAA's forecasted more than a dozen named storms this year alone. Meantime, Disney kicked off Gay Days this weekend in Florida as the state pushes more anti-LGBTQ legislation. Gay Days director Chantel Roche.
This is exactly the situation which what created Gay Days. When people try to say we could not be, we could not gather, we could not be a community. Now is the most important when we have a government that's making decisions trying to say that to us.
Civil rights organizations have warned Florida may not be safe for the community, but organizers are still encouraging visitors to attend. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
6:03 a.m. Sunday, June 4th, 2023. It's 58 degrees, no clouds throughout the day, highs around 75. Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A mother and daughter are under arrest after the grandmother was found dead in their home in Landover.
Prince George's County Police say 44-year-old Candace Craig killed her mother May 23rd. And then had her daughter, 19-year-old Talia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. Authorities were called to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue this Friday afternoon for a welfare check and found the body of 71-year-old Margaret Craig decomposing in the basement. Candace Craig stands charged with first and second degree murder. Talia Hardy charged with accessory after the fact, both in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer, suspect Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked a judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, defense attorney Louis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redman of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In September 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Redmond and Smith and two counts for hiding their bodies. He was later indicted on a charge of aggravated murder of more than one person within 3 years, a Class 1 felony, the most serious under Virginia law. It's 6:05. The luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Loudoun County is out of luck and now out of business as well.
That animal rescue in Round Hill was dissolved in April after an initial hearing into the mistreatment of scores of dogs, cats, rabbits, and other domestic animals who were found in what Loudoun County Animal Services described as deplorable conditions. A months-long investigation has now resulted in more than a dozen criminal charges against 50-year-old Nicole Metz, 51-year-old Kimberly Hall, and 22-year-old Alex Hall. Investigators say they knowingly kept the animals in filthy conditions and allowed their health to suffer while continuing to acquire more animals. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
As we spring into the summer months, vets are sending a friendly reminder to make sure your pet is ready for the heat.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them.
That may be the number one rule of thumb to keep your pet safe in warmer weather. Dr. Peter Eag at Poolsville Veterinary Clinic says late spring is a good time to brush off summer safety tips for your pets, like these.
Two factors about walking, especially during the summer heat. One is avoid the midday. Try and go early in the morning or late in the evening.
The second, stay off hot sidewalks and at dog parks.
Don't use community water. You just never know who's been drinking out of that water.
Last, don't mess around with heat strokes.
They will start to pant heavily. They're in deep trouble. Get them right to your veterinarian or your one of the emergency facilities so they can start the cool down process.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Dr. Eags says pay close attention to symptoms of heat stroke, which strike more during the summer months. It can be deadly for some pets. Signs include heavy panting, bright or dark red tongue, and lethargy. Science and technology students from across the district race for the checkered flag at DC's Electric Vehicle Grand Prix.
The cheers were loud. The engines, not so much, but for good reason.
Hopefully these kids are going to be our next future drivers of EVs and propelling us forward.
William Ellis with event sponsor Pepco says each student team at the DC EV Grand Prix built their vehicles from the ground up.
Talk to me about the work that goes into creating a vehicle like this.
Oh my God.
Junior Jovan Beezer-Dwyer from Oxon Hill High's Science and Technology program is also his class president.
The most minor things, which you don't even think would matter, they matter.
He says this event helps feed his aspirations, with Ellis adding it reflects a commitment to a sustainable future.
Especially as someone who wants to be an aerospace engineer.
In the district, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
For the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest, listen Saturday and Sunday mornings during the 8 a.m. hour. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Be the first caller at 855-885-1035 to correctly identify the mystery newsmaker and win a pair of tickets to Broadway in the Park June 16th, 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap. Join stars Lea Salonga and Megan Hilty for a night of stellar show tunes and memorable performances. Visit WTOP.com, search contests for more information. Coming up after traffic and weather, Apple is expected to make a big product reveal this week. The details ahead in business, where it is now 6:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's say good morning to Monique Blyther in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Rich. It's a fairly quiet start to the Sunday commute, minus a few hiccups. Starting in the district, Tyrone reports a new crash inbound on New York Avenue. At South Dakota, the left lane is blocked with a single car crash. Now, help is on the way. You'll want to stay to the right to get by. Beyond that, traveling through the district, pretty smooth. No issues pending along DC 295, along the Southeast Southwest Freeway, and no trouble noted along I-295 either to or from the Capitol Beltway. Now on the Beltway, on the outer loop in College Park, the left lane is blocked with the crash cleanup. We had an overnight vehicle fire that is still in the process of clearing. Right now, traffic is getting by, staying to the left without delay. However, continue to give our workers room to work. Beyond that, Capitol Beltway looking pretty good between Oxon Hill and Bethesda. No issues pending along I-95 95 to or from Baltimore or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're traveling to or from Frederick along I-70 or 270, smooth sailing. Same goes for Route 50 from Annapolis to the Bay Bridge. Now, on the Virginia side, fairly quiet on the Beltway between Alexandria and Tysons. I-66 is running well both inside and outside the Capitol Beltway. And if you're heading to or from the Newington area along I-95 corridor, no issues noted in your way. Thinking about an electric car, plug into fitsmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Hyundai Ioniq VW ID4 or Chevy Volt at fitsmall.com. That's the Fitz way. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
And now to 7 News First Alert Meteorologist, I'm Mark Pena.
Got cloudy skies to start your Sunday this morning, but don't let that fool you. We're going to have the sunshine return pretty fast. Outside right now, we have 50s to start your day, but once the sunshine comes out later on, we've got temperatures in the 70s. A weak cold front pushed through overnight, so we have a nice dry air in place as well. So temperatures in the 70s, sunshine, low humidity, perfect ingredients for a nice Sunday afternoon. The warm and dry weather stays with us all week long with highs on either side of 80 degrees and sunshine through next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it is 61 in Georgetown. It's 58 in Bowie and it's cloudy and 58 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Bloomberg's Larry Kofsky.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's been one of technology's worst-kept secrets. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says Apple this week is expected to finally unveil its mixed reality headset at its Worldwide Developers Conference.
This is going to be the company's first foray into mixed reality. It's probably going to come in around 5 or 6 times the price as the average selling headset right now.
For roughly $3,000. Apple will also showcase the headset's operating system to encourage developers to write mixed reality apps.
The headset is essentially worthless without the support of developers, and they're really going to be betting on developers to make it worthwhile.
Gurman says the headset will likely be a slow starter.
The first year that the iPhone launched, they sold about 10 million in the first year. This would probably be, in the most optimistic scenario, a tenth of that.
In addition to the headset, Apple this week is expected to unveil an updated version of its iPhone operating system, which will include a smart display mode, a revamped wallet, and other new features. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Larry Kofsky on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a refresh for one of the world's most popular sedans. WTOP car guy Mike Paris joins us next with a review of the brand new 2023 Honda Accord. That's next. It is 6:12.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's 6:13.
Hello, I'm Shane Canfield, CEO of WEPA. For over 20 years, we have worked with WTOP to promote our mission of providing group term life insurance to civilian federal employees. At WEPA, we understand the importance of protecting your family's financial well-being, and we are proud to offer affordable coverage that is yours to keep, no matter where life takes you. The high-quality audience of WTOP matches well with our target customer, and we've seen measurable results from our advertising campaigns. We take pride in our commitment to the federal community, and our partnership with WTOP has helped us reach more feds and provide them with the coverage they need. So, if you're a civilian federal employee looking for reliable life insurance coverage, visit our website at WEPA.org. And if you're a business looking to reach the federal community, I invite you to contact WTOP to learn how they can help you create a customized marketing plan that delivers results. WEPA, coverage for feds by feds.
Coming up,
the local tennis star fails to advance at the French Open. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and I have a question from a customer. Should I be using video advertising to increase website visitors from search engines? While you can use video ads on YouTube or any other video marketing platforms to increase brand awareness, it's not going to help your organic search traffic. You should focus on search engine optimization, getting better content on your website, and fixing website errors. For more questions about digital marketing, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. It is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be auto mechanics. If you have a car to donate, please donate to Vehicles for Change at vehiclesforchange.org. Your car will be transformational for a local family.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 6:15. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. WTOP car review as we look at the 2023 Honda Accord. WTOP car guy Mike Parrish joined Dimitri Sotis to take a look at this revamped sedan.
Well, it's got a new look now, the new front end. It's kind of carrying the design from the other Honda products. Looks a little bit more upscale, too, especially with the version I drove, which had some big 19-inch wheels and a little bit in the blue paint. So it kind of stands out more than maybe the Accord did just last year.
So there's your appearance. What about the feel of the car as you drive it? Does it match that sleek, new, upscale experience?
Well, Honda's always been one of the better driving midsize sedans. Usually, most midsize sedans are pretty much like driving a refrigerator. You don't get much feedback or anything, where the Honda Accord does give you feedback. But now it's a little bit more upscale. Drive. It's a lot more plush than maybe it was just a couple years ago. So maybe it trades some of that sport for a better highway ride.
Is there any environmental element here, like a hybrid engine, or are we talking about a straight ahead gas burning car here?
They make two versions, the all-gas version, and the one I drove was a hybrid, which gets you another 12 horsepower over the normal gas version. So it does give you a little bit better performance, and the gas mileage is really good. A lot of stop-and-go traffic I was in. I was getting over 50 miles per gallon for the week. I was in the mid to upper 40s. So, yeah, it's a very fuel-efficient vehicle.
We have been discussing how hard it is to buy a car. You got the high interest rates. You got low inventory. The price of this one, I would say, is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, especially if you get the all-gas version. It's under $30,000, but if you get the hybrid touring like I did, it quickly gets to about $40,000, which is a good chunk of change, even in today's market.
What else should we say here, positives and drawbacks?
Well, the positives is it's very large inside. You can fit five people in there, no problem. And you know what? They can bring their luggage because the trunk's very big, too. And the interior's a lot better than it was before, so it's a little bit more comfortable. And on the downsides, yeah, that's nearly $40,000 for a Honda Accord. I never thought they would come when we'd see something that expensive, and maybe it's not quite as fun to drive as the last one.
WTOP car guy Mike Parrish, see pictures of and read a lot more about the new Honda Accord at WTOP.com. Search car review. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Tensions escalate between the United States and China, this time involving military vessels in the Taiwan Strait. UPS and the Teamsters Union are expected to continue talks about a new contract Monday. A strike could affect delivery of your packages this summer. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it's now 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Monique in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. Heads up in Virginia. If you're on the inner loop of the Beltway near Little River Turnpike, may have crash activity developing along the right side. Again, this is in Annandale on the inner loop. The ramp heading toward 236 right side crash may be developing. You'll want to stay to the left to get by. In Maryland, still have the crash cleanup on the outer loop at College Park Route 1. The left lane is still getting by. What's left left of the vehicle fire. As they're clearing out, we do have tow trucks on the scene. Again, you'll want to stay to the right to get by. Heading over to the crash scene in the district, inbound New York Avenue at South Dakota, a caller reported the incident with the left lane blocked. No delays to note at this time. However, you'll want to stay to the right as you proceed. If you're heading to or from the Eastern Shore across the Bay Bridge, travel lanes are opening for you. Two-way operations will carry you across the eastbound span of the bridge, with a single lane now getting you by on the westbound span. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Yeah, thank you, Monique. And now let's say good morning to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Yeah, good morning. A lot of dry weather in the forecast. Most of us did not even see the rain yesterday. It was well off to our north and west. So if you did get the rain, consider yourself lucky, because we do not have any more rain in that forecast for the week. Nice and dry with low humidity, so that's the good news. We know what July and August will feel like, so enjoy the early taste of summer with that low humidity and temperatures close to average. We'll put the low 80s on repeat starting tomorrow. Today's high around 76, and then tomorrow's morning's temperature, the low, down to 55. That means the suburbs likely waking up to the 40s tomorrow morning, so pretty chilly as we start the work week. In terms of temperatures now, I've got 58 across the board for Arlington, Bethesda, Leesburg, Tysons. Maybe it's a little bit different up there at your studios.
Thank you very much, Jordan. And right now it is cloudy and 59 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, VMI's chief diversity officer resigns less than 2 years after taking the position. It is 6:21.
At 7-Eleven, our hot coffee is fresh or it's free. Because drinking fresh coffee first thing in the morning is non-negotiable. We do not, will not, negotiate on premium roasts. Especially ones made with 100% Arabica beans. Those premium beans do not compromise. And neither should you. Try 7-Eleven hot coffee, guaranteed fresh or it's free. Offer good through 12/31/23. Visit participating store where coffee was purchased for details.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download podcast. We'll see you there.
This is WTOP News.
It's 6:23. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now, we learn that as of this week, she has resigned her post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI Superintendent Cedric Wims, who is also the first African-American in that position. Happy June! A new month brings a new list of fun events in the D.C. area. We're helping you mark calendars with WTOP's June Entertainment Guide.
Get ready for Ms. Lauren Hill at Wolf Trap. Logic brings the College Park Tour to Echo Stage. MC Light presents I Am Woman at the Kennedy Center. Shania Twain rocks Meriwether. Signature Theater stages Sweeney Todd. Idina Menzel headlines the Capitol Pride Concert. So Weezer rocks Meriwether, Hannibal Buress cracks up the Atlantis, and Pixar's Elemental hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Farrelly, WTOP News.
D.C. has been rated the top city in the nation for public parks for the third consecutive year. The Trust for Public Land says the district scored high on a number of factors, including residential access to a park, a city's median park size, investment and amenities such as basketball hoops and dog parks. According to the nonprofit group's Park Score ranking, 99% of D.C. residents live near a park. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said in a news release, "Our number one ranked park system is just another reason while we're grateful to call D.C. home, and we encourage all Americans to visit and experience our parks, too." Arlington, Virginia also made it into the top 10, coming in at number 5.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
At 6:25, here's Frank Anran.
Nationals and the Phillies will play the rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon after the Phillies snapped a 5-game losing skid with a 4-2 victory over the Nationals at Nats Park on Saturday afternoon. It was tied at 2-2, but Mackenzie Gore gives up a solo homer in the 6th. Phillies get another run in the 8th and win 4-2 as the Nationals only 2 runs after scoring a combined 18. In the previous 2 ball games. French Open tennis, Francis Tiafoe trying to move on, but runs into Alexander Zverev. 12 seed Tiafoe falls in 4 sets to Zverev. Tiafoe had a chance to serve out for the 4th set to push it to a 5th, but Zverev breaks back and wins in a tiebreak. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side. 3-set win gets the round of 16. MLS, DC United goes on the road and beats Miami 2-1. Pines Benteke goals for DC. Washington Spirit racing Louisville ended a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. Trinity Rodman goal for the Spirit. WNBA Mystics fall to Minnesota at home 80-78. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic, weather, tensions between the U.S. and China continue to escalate. More in the minutes ahead. It is 6:26.
Why buy a boring new car when you can have an amazing certified pre-owned luxury car from Select Auto Imports? Select is a 5-star dealer that has been in the D.C. area for more than 30 years. Customers know that the BMWs, Mercedes, and Maseratis at Select feel like they are brand new. Drive your dream car with no payments for 3 months. And for a limited time, all premium vehicles are up to 33% off MSRP. Select Auto Imports in Alexandria, Virginia. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
Take a clean commute and get cash back with the Incentrip app by Commuter Connections. Earn points each time you use the app to commute via ride-sharing, transit, or biking. Redeem points for cash up to $600 a year. The Incentrip app has real-time...